Powerade.
Hell no.
Powerade.
What would you want to drink every episode?
Not Powerade.
What's the other one?
Gatorade?
No, the clear one. What's the clear one?
Propel?
Yeah.
Worst insane. That's Sobe.
Sick. That's sick. Hey.
I haven't drank Propel in like the longest time.
The grape Propel is nasty word. The grape flavor.
What's that shit? You got body armor.
Oh yeah.
You guys like to drink kombucha?
Oh fuck yeah!
It's not my thing.
I wouldn't drink that shit every episode.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
You gotta get your gut right.
It'd be hard to put down during an episode. I like chai tea, though.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A nice chai would be good. Yo, if you guys got drinks from my place, cafe, why don't you drink coffee? Why don't you drink coffee every episode? What? That's a built-in sponsorship right there.
But then we'd be geeked the fuck up.
These episodes would be like 5 hours long.
Damn, look, you spazzed out right now. What the fuck going on?
Yeah, I thought we started already.
Good.
Oh, no. We haven't even started yet.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. You lead us in today, sir.
And I got to look at the camera when I do it, too.
You said the what? Oh, you want to look at what we just did?
I got to look at the camera when I intro.
Oh, got you.
At least the first, like, word.
I feel you. All right.
Let's do it.
I just need the notes open too for myself. We keeping them away from Maddie.
That's really crazy.
We both have the notes, but we're keeping them away from Maddie.
It's awful.
All right, let's do it.
Just because we expect so much, even though we try not to hold people to our standards, but
you know me, I be chilling.
Let's do this.
All right. Take the wheel, Tev.
What's good, y'all? Durag Discussions here. It's your man, Tev.
It's my brother, Bryce.
And we got a very, very special guest this week, man. Miss Maddie. She is the Mrs. CEO of Black Boy Joy.
2020. The 2020 at the end.
Thank you for correcting
me. Why the 2020 at the end?
Yeah.
It was established in 2020. And also the purpose of the project is to see a clearer vision of Black men and Black boys, like true stories that focus on joy. And Black Boy Joy was just used too much by itself. Right. So,
and yeah, I mean, 2020 makes a statement in itself.
Just yeah.
Those numbers. So.
The year. Yeah, it was crazy.
For Black Boy Joy, for Black men, what is that? Do like 2020 for the sake of your company.
For the sake of well, the project was. What does 2020 have to do with it?
No, yeah, like what do you like
the year
in the year in relevance to like Black men.
To Black men, right? So I was trying to think of something to do on my production Instagram, just like my general production Instagram, for Black History Month. So I was like, okay, I'll do a series called Black Boy Joy, and I'll highlight one person every day for Black History Month. And I was like, okay, cool. And then right before February hit, Kobe passed away. Mm. And all of the Black men in my life were like just devastated. Like hurt doesn't even describe, you feel me? What, like that feeling. So I was like, this series needs its own platform. So then I decided to make the Instagram for it, but it was still just going to be for February. Like I didn't know what I was going to get myself into. And now I'm like 60 shoots in. I already started in 2021. So it's going to be like an ongoing series with like different volumes for every year. But yeah, that was really the push. That was the push. Because Nipsey died, then Kobe died, then the pandemic hit. And I was like, dang, this is crazy, because I already have all of these stories about how people are finding joy.
Yeah.
Without the pandemic, you know? So on top of that, that just added another layer to it. And it was interesting, too, because a lot of the people that I asked, like, what spaces bring you joy, or, like, what activities bring you joy, they had to think about it. They didn't know. Mm. So it's, like, reflecting. How do we not know what makes us happy? Like, that's just crazy. Can I cuss on you?
Damn.
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hell
yeah.
Fuck yeah, you could cuss on this motherfucker, shit, nigga.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Nigga, kill you, cuss, nigga.
Did you get your motherfucking answer?
Everybody, yo, yeah, I got it. So yeah, that's where it came from.
May I ask for us, like, what brings us joy? Can we answer that question? Ooh,
hell yeah.
Yeah.
I know mine. Like,
okay, you got it.
Spit them out.
Go ahead. Well, do we have like a number we're going for?
Whatever,
however many you can think of right now.
Damn, all right.
Cool.
Shit. Being around the fam.
Facts.
Bowling. Sports, like just doing sports, watching sports. Shoot. Sometimes reading. If that shit don't make me sleepy, it brings me joy.
Facts. I feel that. If you can pay attention.
Shit, really just being outdoors, bro. Eating, nigga.
Oh, my God. Oh my eating? God. Eating? What? Eating is go. So lit.
Oh, my God.
I love eating. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
You probably got your list. Go ahead.
Okay, let's see. I do enjoy being outdoors. I enjoy being by the water. What? You forgot something?
Go ahead.
Weed brings me joy.
Mm. Say that.
Say that. Weed brings me joy. That shit's lit. Being back home brings me joy, for real. I've been in school in Michigan, and I live in Chicago, so coming back home, hanging with you guys, this shit brings me joy.
Hell yeah.
Seeing black people doing dope things, that brings me joy. Sharing stories brings me joy. Photography, filmmaking. I'm also into urban farming, getting into the soil. You feel me? That brings me joy. Get your hands dirty. That's important.
Yeah, I like that.
We don't know how to grow shit anymore.
Nope. Facts. We know how to go buy shit from the store.
Like, you feel me? That's fucked up.
I just
We're literally humans.
I just now started implementing, like, plants into my apartment.
That's what's up.
And my grandpa just gave me a plant that was was grown from trimmings that my grandma had. From
That's
a plant
lit.
That my grandma has. So That's he has lit. Those all over the house, and he just gave me a whole pot, and I'm like, hell yeah.
That's dope.
And that shit grew a whole new, like, and that shit just feels good to just watch it.
Yeah.
You know That's what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, I even got, like, plants coming out the aquarium and shit.
What? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, out the top. So, yeah, my fish tank brings me joy, brings me peace. Weed for show brings me joy. Food definitely brings me joy. Cooking brings me joy.
Oh yeah.
Being by the water brings me joy. Seeing new places.
Second thing.
Mm-hmm. Meeting dope new people.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Joy. That's what I was going to say. That's what I forgot to say.
Most definitely.
I don't like meeting everybody.
No.
No facts.
Don't fuck with some of you niggas.
A lot of these niggas, not some.
What else? Family brings me joy. Mm-hmm. Friends. Inspiring and motivating, you know. Or even just like giving somebody a tool or idea to help them make the next step. That brings me joy.
Yeah.
And then that's all I need. Like, I don't need shit else from it. Like, that's just the best feeling to me. And as much as we hate to say it, what's the word I'm looking for, though?
Here we go.
Fuck.
What's the definition?
Definition is like, you know, getting the tip of the hat, you know, getting the
your hat topped off to you.
Yeah, like
kudos, like getting kudos, like getting kudos, recognition. Like,
recognition. Okay. I don't know why I thought it started with an A.
Acknowledgement.
Acknowledgement. There we go. Yeah. Bam. Two good words. Yeah. but yeah, that. Just on occasion, though.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
When it's over and over again, then it's like, all right, nigga. Like,
let me know you see
me. I got you. You feel me? Yep. But like, if it's just like a passerby, oh, I've been seeing what you're doing. Good shit. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
Nigga, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate
you. That's what the fuck I do it for. I don't do it for none of this other shit. That's what the fuck I do it for.
Yep. Yeah.
But yeah.
And if you tell me too much, I'm going to stop. I don't know if I'm going to believe you.
Exactly.
I'm like, why is you like,
I don't trying know. To please? Like, why are you asking me?
You trying to convince me or you trying to convince you?
I don't know. But I get that.
Yeah.
I understand that. Appreciate that.
I also enjoy meeting old people again. You know?
Yeah.
Like, even us reconnecting.
Yeah.
Right. Like, we didn't hang out when you were little.
Hell no.
Hell so, no. Like, I used to really look at Maddie like, that's little Maddie. Like,
and I'm thinking,
at church, I'm thinking, at like, Maddie. Everywhere.
Because you and Travis are friends.
Yeah.
I was just always a little brother.
That's funny.
And I always, like, grew up, like, your brother was right above me. So yeah. I was always, like, closer to your brother than to you. So yeah. It was like, and then you and Zoe started kicking it, so that was weird as fuck.
Was that weird?
It wasn't weird, but it was just like, oh damn. Like it is Pasadena. Yeah. So it's not weird, but like, you know, then it's just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Same thing with like Zoe's other friend. I went to school with her
mm-hmm.
big sister. And like we were close like really, really young.
Yeah.
And then kind of grew apart, but still went to the same school, like, later in high school. But now, like, they're best friends, too. So it's like, you know, it's just weird.
Yeah.
Watching new generations and shit.
Yeah.
I feel old as fuck.
Music can literally shift your entire day. Like, put on the right song, mood changes.
Ooh, that's the one. Yeah, we talked about last episode?
No.
Two.
A couple ago. Yeah.
To yeah, music. No, that was a long time ago, matter of fact.
Yeah.
Cause we were talking about what it does for you and what it does to you.
What was the difference?
Not in a comparison, just like a list for what it does for you.
Okay.
And for mm-hmm. what it does or what it could do for you and what it could do.
Just looking at music like as a vehicle, you know, just mm-hmm. like this is music, all right, what does it do for people in terms of like so for people's like
careers
creates jobs
facts
you know
yeah it's
therapy for like
and jobs all the way down the list from musicians and artists to them producers
the production and directors
you know
to the people that, videos people all that
make the equipment for recording too
to radio stations
to
everything
all the award shows concerts all that
committees that get paid just for being committees for music
just from music you know
television companies built on music
that's facts
television shows built on music
yes plenty of those
before we move any further
we're gonna intro we usually do mental state for the past 24 or no, for the past week to start off the episode.
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, we give our number. Then, at the end of the episode, after all the shit we leave on the episode is out, then we give our mental state for past 24 hours.
Okay.
Which is usually a little better. Mm-hmm. On occasion, it's not.
Okay.
Sometimes it's around the same.
Yeah. But this month is Mental Health Awareness Month. I'm going to close this. Because I got my Durag discussion shit on today.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying?
I need one of those. What?
Go to the Shopify link.
How can I get
link.
One?
Go to the Shopify link.
Bet.
Nah, I'll get you one.
Oh, with the roses in the back.
Yeah.
Okay.
A rose on the back.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Go get your shit, man.
Most but it's Mental Health Awareness Month. And Tev will lead us into it and give us the information, but this is gonna be a special mental state segment for this episode.
It is also the end of Taurus season, if any of you guys are into astrology. I'm not, but today is the last day for you tourists.
So I happened to hop on the episode.
Yep. But over the past 30 days, a lot of people around me and for myself, like a lot of change has been happening. Like some drastic, like life shifting though, for sure, you know, in any possible way.
Yeah.
Something is like happening that is like really, really big. And I don't know if that astrology is real. I do believe in, like, stuff like that is real. You know, connections with energy and feel like it all falls back to something related to that. You know? But I just wanted to talk about, like, if there's any growth or any decline in, like, the mental state from the past 30. I'll go first with my 1 to 10.
And this is from what dates?
Oh, April 20th to May 20th today. 420 to 520.
Damn, that's a long time.
It's over the month?
I guess, past 30. Month and some days, shit. Okay. Month and some weeks. Like, that's like 2 months, basically, right? Because that's like a week and a half at the end of April.
Nigga, that's 30 days.
To May 20th? Oh, I'm tripping. Whoa, I'm tripping. Okay, yeah. You're right. Yeah. All right, go ahead.
But shoot, to this point, I'll give it like 6.3.
Oh, Jesus.
Morning doves.
All right. See, that's why I don't fuck with them ladies.
You said 6.5?
Three.
All right, I'll speak on it.
Shoot. We'll get to some of this later in more detail, but a few passings, you know, people moving on to the next life. The life cycle is complete down here. It doesn't feel the best, but, you know, we have to accept it and learn how to move on. But we'll get into that later.
Right.
Some things that I feel like I should have been had done over the past 30, that's are complete. Some things that in my brain I made up, this needs to be done by here. You know, this is going to be what it's going to be. This is how I'm going to be living.
Yeah.
Not to that point, you know. And for me, the type of person I am, that weighs a little heavier on myself, you know. Just because I try to keep myself on a higher standard.
You know, right.
To keep pushing forward, but I'll pass it. We'll be here.
Wait, so it's 1 to 10, 10 being good?
Mm-hmm.
And 1?
10 being the best.
10 being the best.
0 being the worst.
Not good, but just, you know.
0 being the worst. Good,
that's a high mental state.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you want to go next?
Really? You got it.
Oh, me? You oh, shoot.
I'll go last.
Okay. The last month?
420.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
To May 20.
Oh, wow. My mental state, there's been a lot going on, but I feel like my mental state has been pretty, like, clear and sharp. That doesn't necessarily mean all my actions are that as well. They could be sharper. They could be sharper. But mentally, I feel like I've been stronger since I left school, honestly, because that shit fucked me up.
Drained you, huh?
Drained me.
Yeah.
Drained my shit for real. I hated it. I hated it so much. So since I've been out of school, I've been here for the last month, and I always feel mentally better when I'm at home. So I'll give it a 6.5.
Okay, we got 6.3, 6.5. Ooh, I ain't even thought about it.
I know you haven't. You ain't even started considering anything yet, but.
Put this down. Shit, bro. I would say from April 20th to May 20th. It was started off that month, right? Those 30 days started off as you know, kind of expecting good things to happen, right? Then the middle of that month hits and it's like, all right, good things are happening. And then we come here to the end and then it's like, fuck. Just in this like 2 weeks alone, I'll put it like this. It's our date is from the 20th of April to the 20th of May. On the 19th, I believe, someone passes in the family, right? Or no, on the 18th. 19th, my car gets broken into, my wallet gets stolen. The one time I have cash in my wallet.
The one time.
The one time, right?
That's crazy.
But good things have happened before, so, I mean, it was okay. And I'm able to shrug them off and, like, it's okay. Like, I'm not super, like, fuck, like, what the fuck does today
happen? The world's not over. Like,
yeah, it's not. But
yeah,
it was just, like, shit. The devil trying to get at motherfuckers. Like, or it's just somebody said to me, in the process of me running up and down the street looking for the niggas who stole my shit. Afterwards, I'm speaking to one of the neighbors and they're like, well, this could be the beginning of something great.
Wow.
I was like, and this is like, this ain't no little like white guy on the corner, mm-hmm. some little white, like some white little old lady at the, mm-hmm. you know, like, this nigga just, like, moved from Atlanta. Like, he got a gold grill in his mouth. Nothing you see in California, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got dreads, like, tats on his face. Like, he's like, this might be the beginning of something great. Ooh. I'm like, fuck, all right.
You're right,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
It could be.
Exactly. So, yeah. I would say, damn, with all that, I ain't get my number.
It's all right. It's us, bro.
Crunching numbers. Minus 10. Divided by. Add the 10 back. I'll say like 4.8.
Thanks for sharing, guys. That's good. I like that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to share my
mom's, too. Oh, yeah.
We were on the phone with her.
Auntie Cha-Cha.
Yeah, right before we started recording.
Oh, Lord. What was she talking about?
For the like topic of mental state, she said hers over the past 30.
She said, you want to ask us? She said, you want to ask me my mental state?
Like, that's what she asked. Yeah, we were asking. She was like, you want to ask my mental state? I'm like, yeah, what up?
What is it? Let me know.
Honestly.
Speak on
like
it.
5.5. I was like.
Yeah.
Respect that.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a space of like people's life where they run to her. Oh, this is perfect. They run straight to her for, like, if anything goes bad. Even
so don't delve too deep into it.
Yeah, man. I'm not. Even if, like, the slightest thing goes bad, they're going to my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Or whoever they see. Shalana. Sorry, Ma.
Yeah. But
whoever they see, Shalana.
Cha-cha. You know,
so exactly. Yeah. Just because of what she can give back.
Go ahead, keep going.
To them, in the sake of them being able to move on or just move from that space.
Yeah.
So before I go any deeper, take the wheel, Bryce.
So we're on to the next segment now, huh?
Yeah, we could run straight into that, bro. Like a 4x1 team.
Facts.
Stick.
I hate track so much.
Yeah, track is something different.
No, I hate track.
Track is fun.
I hate me doing track.
I hate practice. Meets are lit.
Yeah. I didn't like Nice either. Just sitting there. Because they didn't let you leave. Like, bro, how are you not going to let me leave? Like, there's a McDonald's across the street. I'm not trying to go nowhere.
They didn't let you leave like that?
Yeah.
Dang. There was one meet we had in Oxnard, and they had, like, fresh strawberries in their concession stand, yo. Smacked.
See, that's different.
That's different. We could go straight into that and then go back to the one above it.
All right.
Or
yeah, we can do that. Let's do that. All right, so I was sitting with my thoughts. I was driving with my thoughts, one or the other.
You know sit when you drive.
With the thotties or the thoughts?
The thoughts.
Got you.
Like thoughts.
Yes.
But sitting just thinking, I'm like, all right, so when you're a leader, right, or you feel like a leader, you feel like the person that everyone leans on, whether it be in your family, your friend group, both, at work,
I was gonna say.
Right? Who do you feel is there for you? Not who is literally there for you, but what stops... Maybe you can clear my question up.
What stops them from, like, going to get the stuff that people go to them for?
Right.
I talk about this all the time with Trey, Big Bro. Because in our family or our space or his space, he is that person.
Right.
He feels, I don't even know if I can speak for him. Because I feel like he feels like he could, like, lean on his siblings.
Right.
Which he does, so I can say that's a fact. You know, because there's a bunch of siblings. And he right. goes to us for different things. So I feel like if you space it out like that, you'll be all right.
Just
you know?
Fine. Because
you can't get everything you need from one person.
Right. Let's spread it out.
Yeah. You definitely need to spread it out. So, like, get your sources of whatever it is, and have that person be that source for X.
Right.
People pour into you from, like, different angles.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
And it's crazy because I feel like for people that are leaders, it comes from people that are not in their pack more than people that are in their pack, you know?
Yeah.
Like, outsources.
I can see that.
Like that dude on the street with the dreads and the grill, with the tats on the face. For you, what you needed, you got in that moment right there from him.
Yeah.
Because and God sends you people too. And about that too, like, the devil always be trying to fuck with you right when you're about to level up. So the fact that he said that is just like, okay, you're right.
That is fine.
I'm gonna lock in. Like, it's distractions.
All right. No, without a doubt. Go somewhere with that shit. But I love that perspective because the perspective I was thinking of is the reason they wouldn't is because you think, all right, well, I got to be strong for these people, right? If I go show them that I'm vulnerable, then they're, you know, going to feel like they need to help me. But then in all reality, I feel like I need to help them. Mm-hmm. I have more to offer to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sense of, like, shit, I might be able to talk to this person, but they're not going to fully understand. When you're a leader and you're, like, the head or, like, the person that everybody leans on, it's not very often that you have somebody that can even, like, not intellectually, but, like, emotionally or, you know, spiritually with all the people that you reach out to and speak to and try to help.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know.
So two things. One, being vulnerable might let them know that you're human too. You know, we all are going
through shit. Which is not a bad thing.
You know? Nah, not at all. They'd be like, all right, instead of me looking at this, you leading me perspective, I'm going to link in your arm. We're going to walk together.
Right.
You know? And the second is to all, like, we've heard it so many times for you to become a better person or better this, better that, mm-hmm. there needs to be somebody better than what you are for you to continue to get better.
Yeah.
You know? So you have to like keep that in hindsight. You know, definitely just keep it here.
Facts.
Yeah. Also, like, remember, you don't know everything. Like, remembering
and
that.
It's so important to know that you don't.
And you can learn from anywhere.
Yeah,
anywhere
you can learn from anywhere. You can learn from anyone.
The same person you taught can teach you something.
Exactly. Yeah. Instinct. Is it instinct?
I said an instinct.
Yeah, no, most of. And I don't know, for me, a lot of who I go to tends to be older Black women. Because I can talk to my friends about some things. Mm-hmm. But, like, we ain't been through shit. Like, you feel me? Like, like, the homegirl isn't about to help me figure this out. So, let me go talk to Michelle. Let me go have lunch with her. You feel me? Let me go shadow Miss Binti. You feel me? And see what she's doing at work. Mm-hmm. So, it's, like, that's how I get poured into. Because, also, your parents aren't everything either.
Exactly.
Like, you can't depend on them for everything. Yeah.
So.
Learning from learners.
That was the title of the
I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah, you never stop learning. And if you feel like you stop learning, you got to go to therapy because you got something to work through.
Or you dead. Or you dead. Like, you got to check that pulse.
Yeah.
But. I mean, really, the rest of the notes I had on that just got killed off, so.
What?
I'm done.
What?
We covered that.
We're done?
No, we're not done
all together. Oh, I was like, what? I barely said anything.
Unless you got more.
Unless you have more.
Unless I put it in.
In that same thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Woo. Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. We dive into Bryce a lot this episode, so
let's do it, bro.
Hang in there with us. So me, I think this came up to me because I've been struggling about how much I believe my people or people around me should be there for me. Mm-hmm. And not judging, not holding it against nobody, you know, not really speaking on it, but really just having that feeling in the back of my head, like, well, I don't know if it's comparisons or what, but, it should just fuck with your brain a little bit because it's like, all right, well, if I do all these things or, you know, try to do all these things for family, friends, or I try to reach out. And, well, fuck that. Scratch that. Because it's not a tit for tat, right? Mm-hmm. Not even speaking on what I do for anybody. Mm-hmm. Just purely on, you know, the standard I hold for people around me, right? Loyalty or, you know, whatever. I just feel like I've been thinking, like, in the back of my head, like, would I do that? What would I do in this situation? I wouldn't put you in that situation. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do this.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't do that, right? And I mean, y'all could probably speak on it in your own perspective.
Definitely.
But that's what's been fucking with me. So.
No, I feel that. I don't want to say I just let people go. You feel me? You did that shit. Like, I would never do that to you. Like, why would you do that shit? Like, what? Then it's like, are we even friends? Like, what do you even really fuck with me? Like, you say you do, because if you did, you wouldn't have done that shit. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, but also then people be going through their own shit too. So you gotta take that into consideration as well.
Exactly.
But like you said, you have a certain standard for the people you keep around you. And if they don't meet that, then it's like deuces. And then I realize a lot of the times when a situation will happen, and I'll be like, dang, I really probably shouldn't fuck with you anymore. nah, you're the homie. You're the homie. I'm gonna still fuck with you.
Right.
A year later, some other shit happens. Like, dang, I knew I should have cut you off. And then it happens, you know, timely and in order. But I do definitely feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Taylor. You look like you was thinking over there.
Yeah, I'm always thinking, bro. I can't stop. It's my problem. Just for the like sake of a analogy, so people could visualize it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got hold Bryce to the standard of his like basket or bucket being like this big and this tall, right? But Bryce's for himself could only be like this tall and this big, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking you should be up here and this wide by this time.
Yeah.
But your capacity for anything could only be like right here.
It's based on your environment, your settings,
exactly
what you're dealing with, all those different factors.
Or even I could have seen you at this place before, but just like everybody else in this life, we all go through shit. And you could get back down to this space sometimes. And we all can, you know?
And that space compared to that space does not say you're a bigger or better
exactly
person.
Yeah. Not at all.
It's just
where that person is at. Yeah.
In terms of growth, in terms
exactly.
of...
exactly. You know, and if you understand that it's like part of being a human, we're going to talk about human nature later on. It's part of being a human, you know?
Speak on it this way. I got an example for you, too. In terms of a plant, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have your main stem, your main, you know, stronghold, your roots and everything, right? Off, you'll grow off branches. You'll get big. At some point in the spring, you might be the biggest you ever been. Then a lot of them branches start to die off once it gets cold, right? Mm-hmm. Once those branches start to die off, you got to snip them off. You look up, you're way smaller. But then there's so much more growth that you have space for now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's my example for the episode.
That's a great example.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
But yeah. All right. Next segment. You gonna run us in? Too Money?
Yeah. Not yet, 12 though.
12 minutes seeming longer and longer.
Yeah. Huh. Not yet, though. Because there's one more question we need to answer.
What's the question?
Are our standards too high?
I do think it's necessary that we set high standards. But just like when selling a car... or selling anything, or going to the pawn shop, or, you know, going to an auction house, you're going to shoot for a high price off that first shot, but then the nigga going to hit you with a real low one, and you're going to be like, oh.
Oh, okay.
That's what you were thinking. All right, well then, we're going to have to readjust, yep. Right?
What you mean selling shoes, bro? Low ballers, man.
Right, so I think that's the sense of it. Like, I treat it like an auction house, like, you can have high standards, but that's just an expectation you've set.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everything meets expectation.
Yeah.
It was out of the quote that I read out that book, bro. Pretty much just holding somebody to something that they didn't agree to.
Mm.
In the short.
Yeah. Facts.
But
I think you read that quote before, honestly.
I just said I read it out the book, Bryce.
No, you read it out, like, loud in an episode before.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay, my fault. Go ahead, take the wheel then, Ted.
For sure, bro.
That's funny. Even, like, when thinking about, like, creative stuff and your standards and setting your rate and, like, figuring that out is also really interesting because it's, like, now I've sort of figured it out where, like, I have a rate that I'll say, and if people that I want to work with are like, I can't do that, then, like, I'll lower it because I want to work with that person.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's something that I don't really want to do, this is my rate, bro. Like, take it or leave it. You feel me? It depends. Yeah. Depends.
Yeah.
And then it's like sometimes you got to do work for free. Oh, except in gum. If you're creative, you have to do work for free.
That is facts.
You have to do work for free.
If you want to make money.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been doing work for free for 5 months. But for a year.
Back. Someone will sponsor this. You guys will get a sponsor. Sponsor them!
Yes.
Yeah, sponsor us.
Thank you.
Shit.
Show some love. Show some love.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Also, you guys both have family businesses.
Oh, yeah.
They should also be.
They should fucking. They should know by fucking now.
Yeah.
They should know.
You just gotta put the 15-second little.
Yeah.
Team. What is it?
Team Electi.
Electi. This is brought to you by Team Electi and Sailor Brew's Coffee. Come through.
Slide.
But it's also knowing your value, you know? Knowing your worth as a creative.
That's the biggest thing of like setting a price for yourself is like, all right, I know people might get taken back by this, but like once they try it, it's just trying to get them to try it, right? Mm-hmm.
For the sense of free, it's like giving this person this shit for nothing can bring me so many more opportunities. Just an aspect of even growth, not even just in like resources or what they'll get back or what I'll get from them.
Right.
Just in the sense of you, okay, they taught me this, this, and this.
Don't think of the quantity, think of the quality, right?
Yeah.
In the sense of our camp last week, right? We were going to charge $200 to $100 a head for the month. Not a lot of people had that $100 to $200 for the month, right? Now, restructure it, it's $30 out the door. I could do
$30. You can do $30.
We could scrape up $30, right? You have three kids, cool, it's $20 now for each head.
Thanks.
We could scrape up three 20s.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah, it's really just how you spend it. Like, with that $30, a lot more people are going to say, oh, I got that $30 and see that $200 and be like,
I don't know about that.
That's pressure. That's that's groceries.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's like, bills.
That's a lot. So, yeah.
That kind of puts us where we need to be. The next question you had on here is what drives you to help? I don't know what you meant by that.
Go ahead, speak on it, cause I like your love. Go ahead.
What drives you to help? I feel like it's an instinct. I would say it's more of a spiritual instinct though, because sometimes I'll be like, God, you want me to give them how much?
And you'll say,
I just took this cash out for a certain. Like, what are you talking about? Right? But I'm gonna give it to him next day. Yo, I need you for a shoe. It's $250. Like, what? Okay, bet. I'm in there.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's my spirit that drives me to help
that
people for real. Sometimes I don't listen to it.
I was literally fixing my lips to say a lot of us say no to that we all hear. Everybody hears it.
Yeah.
And we be like, I didn't just hear that.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said that. That didn't come out.
I got a confession. I was in church one day, bro. Man, I had like $200 in cash, bro, in my pocket.
Run that.
It was a Tuesday night, bro.
On a Tuesday, too.
Yeah, it was a Tuesday night. And I used to have class on Tuesday nights. And I, for some reason, the professor canceled that night. I'm like, sure, I bet I'm going to go to church on Tuesday night. Man, it was time for offering, bro. And Bishop Bites was like, we need some people to give like 100, 200, 300. I'm like,
you're not talking to me.
I got 200 in my pocket. I know he ain't talking to me. It ain't no way, bro. I'm like, man, legs trembling. I'm like, ain't no. Then he kept saying it. He was like, yeah, I know it's a couple people in here. You debating. Just come on up here. I'm like, man. Oh no.
Oh no, man.
Oh no.
This shit feeling real good in my pocket. Well, right now,
moral of the story, my pocket stayed warm.
I was about to say, did you? You was making it sound like you was about to walk down that aisle.
Boy, when I tell y'all, eggs trembling. I'm like, man, it ain't no way I'm about to give this man $200, and I make $1,000.
That's a lot,
a month.
Bro. Like,
I was in high, like,
it's truly a lot.
Fresh
bro.
Out of high school, at the time.
Oh yeah, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. I'm making school, $1,000. I don't care what high school. Where no, I don't care. $200 in your pocket.
But the thing is, like, I'll be quick to go spend that shit on some shoes.
Feel me?
Mm.
That's what it's for.
That's why it's in my pocket.
Do you feel me? Like, that's what I'm doing after church.
That's
like,
the exact idea I had before I even got it in my pocket.
Mm-hmm. And that's what
when
was
I knew
bringing
it was coming.
Like,
when they handed it to me, I thought about all the shit I was going to buy with this shit.
Yeah.
This shoot. Wasn't one of them.
Nope. I did not have... That was not the plans for this 200 hots in
keyword,
my pocket.
Keyword, buy, nigga.
Yeah.
Not get it, nigga.
Today, I don't know if I'll do the same thing. Probably, but I don't know. I don't know.
I'll at least give my 10%.
I'll give something.
Yeah.
I didn't give shit.
There'll be times where it's like, and I don't keep cash, like a lot of cash on me. So there'll be times when it's like, just give everything in your wallet. I'm like, yo, what?
That shit's crazy.
What are you talking about
right
now?
That shit's crazy to me.
Yep.
That shit's wild to me.
Yep. Like everything. Shit is gonna look
nah, bro. Like,
I'm gonna have
bro.
Mm-mm.
I'm sorry. Like, so look, I'll put it this way. I went to a Catholic high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Grew up in a Baptist church. We went to the same church. We all went to the same church.
I was
yeah.
We all went to the same church. I'm fucking tripping. I'm tripping.
He just said Bishop White.
Because right as I said that, I just literally was going to say, we used to sit right next to each other in the overflow. All the way in the
overflow.
Back corner.
Yep.
But,
damn, y'all were lit.
What?
Yeah, that's a cool kid spot.
You have to know somebody to know somebody be over there.
If I came to church and the overflow wasn't open, I'm like, nigga, I'm going to Rite Aid. Yep. You crazy? I'm like
right
sitting in the middle.
I get there sometimes, it'd be full. I'm like, oh, I'm for sure still going to Rite Aid. I'll be back.
What were y'all getting from Rite Aid?
Jeez. Ice cream.
Everything.
Yeah, hot Cheetos.
Yeah, snacks.
During church?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where was I at?
Being a good kid.
In time of watching church.
Taking notes and shit. My grandma used to have us take notes.
Oh. I used to be sleeping that motherfucker. My mom hit me with the boom.
We back there on the
chain.
We back in the corner on
I'm
the
like,
chain.
Oh, my fault.
Loud.
Children's church was lit, though. Children's church was
man,
lit.
Yeah, children's church was lit. But they that's just because I had the food.
That is true.
Nigga, what brings you joy? Food.
You already know.
I'm not going to lie to you. I went to Finn because of the boys for real. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, the girls was fire at
Finn. Tuesday nights, nigga.
Tuesday night was lit.
I didn't like Tuesday nights because I'm like, bro, it's not
Finn.
Sunday. Why are we here, bro? Like,
bro.
When, I really had a problem with church when I was younger, bro. Not with God.
But
with
church. Church. Bro, people used to say, meet me at Victory to fight, bro. Remember people used to pull up to
serious?
Fight?
No, I do not remember that shit.
At the basketball court. In the back court.
Y'all
would
fight
I
at
wouldn't
the
fight.
At church?
I wouldn't
Who
fight.
Was fighting? Okay, we don't have
know.
To incriminate anyone.
I don't know.
But
somebody
Victory really the church off the block.
Bro.
No, for real. Victory's lit. Everybody be a Victory.
The hood church.
And there's some hooder churches out here.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Boy, let's move on with this. you want to get in props and mops or these celebs?
Let's go props and ops.
All right, let's do props and ops. Ops or props first? We could do props first because ops is...
I don't remember them. Take us in both of them. No, take all us right. in both
The prop this week goes to... Damn, I just clicked the fucking top of my phone. But it goes to...
Oh, yeah.
Felicia.
Rashad.
Yeah.
Facts.
Mrs. Huxtable.
Yeah.
No relation.
Dean of Howard's College Fine Art of Fine Arts.
Yeah.
Shout out to her. She's a prop this week.
Yeah,
man.
That's dope. Yeah. That's dope. And this, I feel like that's going to bring a lot more people there.
Yep. Yep.
When I saw
pump
that.
Out some dope ass artists.
Exactly. She knows some shit.
Just in general,
and
just
know some people.
Industry.
I think it stopped again.
Yep.
Just industry legends.
Yeah. Connections, bro. Yeah, I know. So many greats.
When I saw that, I was like, maybe I will go get my master's, get my MFA. Because honestly, because people are saying film school isn't worth it. But if it's at Howard with her,
yeah.
I'm in there. Like, what? That experience alone would just be super dope. Like,
she's probably got connections to NBCs,
bro.
Everywhere. HBOs, all the studios.
How many people do you think are
going
to reach out to her?
What?
Hey, can I come?
What you got for us?
Yeah.
Be a crazy pipeline.
Yeah.
Pipelines.
All the speakers that would come through, like workshops.
So
like,
I'm saying, can I come teach this class real quick?
No, for real.
I'll be in DC for a week.
Right.
You got
just seeing her around campus is gonna be a event.
Yeah.
Fuck. What the fuck? What's good?
Yeah,
what's good?
No, for real.
That's crazy. No, that's dope. Real. Dean Rashad.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Dean Huxtable.
Yeah.
Dean Huxtable.
Dean Huxtable.
Crazy.
Dean Huxie.
Dean Huxtable.
That's hilarious.
Lit.
The op this week goes to, I don't know how to say this nigga last name, Tim Leisner.
Yep.
And Kimora Lee. No Simmons.
No Simmons.
No Simmons.
Kimora Lee. No Simmons.
No fucking Simmons. Go ahead, Bryce.
If you are not familiar with those names, you seem like you are.
Kimora Lee Simmons, yeah.
She created Fat Farm, right?
With Russell Simmons, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Simmons, damn. So all right, well, fuck. Damn.
Fuck all of them.
But well, this shakes things up.
For this operation.
Russell Simmons, his ex-wife is Kimora Lee.
Mm-hmm.
She is now married to a man from the mountains of Caucasus. Tim Leisner.
Okay.
He is in a $1 billion money laundering scheme. Or led one. $1 billion. We're talking 90s? 90s. 90s. Ordered to pay $43 million after everything. In the case, $43 million.
He had to pay that.
Yes. Or he's ordered to pay that. I don't know where the fuck he got that sitting at. But then, with all that, that's not even why we're getting in. That's half of why they're the ops this week.
Okay. Oh, they're
the main
ops
reason,
together?
Both of them together.
Yeah. Both of them.
Yeah, so that's the first half. He's an op for that reason. Plus some. This is the plus some. Russell Simmons has sued the both of them for using his shares of an energy drink company to pay off his legal fees.
Yo.
We're not talking about her shares.
How did they get to his shares?
We're talking about, that is a great question.
She got control.
Oh.
In that box. They didn't touch hers. Like you said, they didn't touch her shares. They touched his shares.
So,
sneaky.
Yeah,
that is.
We got all this money, so I'm gonna keep mine right here. We gonna go over this wall,
so that they don't know it was me.
Right.
And he ain't losing no fucking money. Somebody else is sponsoring. Russell Simmons is sponsoring his legal fees.
His money laundering.
Yeah.
So, that's that.
That's why
the ops for this week. Tim Leisner and Kimora Lee. No Simmons.
No Simmons.
No Simmons.
If you still want to talk about that today?
Fuck it. Let's get into it. So I spoke about it earlier. The other day, a loved one passed, a family member. And kind of had a discussion with someone about it and just talking about like my process for me. Mm-hmm. And even on previous episodes, I've spoken on my grandma, right? And how I didn't cry about that mm-hmm. from...
Like fourth grade, fifth grade, is that
what you said? What was it? Seventh, sixth maybe?
Oh, yeah, like middle school.
Middle school till like this past year. Thanks. And just like, you know, I'm still basically learning how to grieve. Because that's the real first death that was close to me. And I really was like, I have a connection with this person. Now they're gone. Mm-hmm. And when I was speaking on, you know, my process of grief and how it may be different, I noticed that, or even just sitting with myself and thinking about it, the first thing I do in my process is accept it.
Yeah.
I was going to run into...
That's the very first thing.
I'm happy you're doing that. Go ahead.
Yeah.
It's the very first thing. I accept it. I sit there and I just got to be like, damn, I love this person. They're not here no more.
You can't talk to them no more.
I said, you can't go. I can't go to your house no more. We can't kick it no more.
To see you. Yeah.
You're not in a space that I could reach you anymore. Right? Like, I can't go and just go to a concrete, tangible place. I can't touch you. Mm-hmm. Like, none of that. And that's always the first thing. And then after that, I'm like, shit, I don't really know.
Yeah.
I don't really know. Like, it's acceptance, then what? If y'all know the stages, but...
I wasn't super emotional when my grandmother passed away either. And that was like... That was like three or four years ago. Mm-hmm. And I remember... Because I was home because it happened in the summer. And I was working at the summer camp. And it was like right before work, my brother texted me, bro. You don't text somebody that you're like, no, what? I was like, dude, like, are you kidding me? Like, what? So then I called my dad and I was like, yo, like, what's good? He just starts breakdown crying. I was like, yo, what? A text, Reggie, bro? Come on. Don't do that shit next time. But yeah, and then I just remember like going to the house and everyone was super emotional, but I wasn't, and I was just like, it happened. And I accepted it pretty quickly, which was weird.
Yeah, in middle school I even accepted it quick. Like, yeah. It was just like so here's the story if you haven't heard it. My grandma was battling, I'm not even sure what the diagnosis was, but she just was always kind of dealing with something, right? I'm in middle school. I know it happened late at night. My mom and dad, their room is right across mine. You've been in the house.
Yeah.
They're right across the hallway. So I hear everything. I hear my mom breaking down. I'm like, yeah, I'm already knowing. Like, and then I don't come out. I just lay in bed, like, like, I'm not going nowhere. I'm not trying to see none of this shit. Like,
right.
And then I think they leave. They leave somebody to stay with us at the house. And then the next morning, I go to school. Like, it's normal. I think I get all the way, like, past lunch. Or, like, right before lunch or some shit. And I'm like, can I go to the office? I got to call my parents. Go to the office. They're like, what do you need to call for? I'm like, family reason, like family emergency. Mm-hmm. And I called them like, is grandma dead? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, here, we're coming to the school, because they just took the day off, I guess. Mm-hmm. And they come by, and I'm like, we're like right on the front lawn of the school, like just talking, chopping it up. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, she passed away last night. Da, da, da. She's like, how'd you know? Like, I was like, I heard y'all last night, but I just didn't get up. I didn't want to. She's like, all right, well, they're like, you want to go home? I'm like, nah.
Straight.
Go back to school. Mm-hmm. Just went back to class. Kind of was like sitting in it for a minute. Like, kind of was telling people. I remember Avani. I was sitting next to him, I feel like. He like, damn, your grandma died? He like, Shit, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here. I'm like, it's cool. I'm not tripping. Like, it's all right. It's whatever. But then, like, just from that day, like, I feel like anything, like, big happened, I'm the one in the house that's just, like, not that I'm shrugging it off or saying, like, fuck it. I'm just, I can't cry. Like, I just can't.
I feel like I've grown to be numb to the passing of family members. I had an aha moment sitting right here, thinking about when, like, I've started to not, like, show my emotions like that, right? So as a kid, as an infant and toddler, I had colic in my chest, so I'll cry all the time because it was uncomfortable as a baby, right? Then as a kid, they told me I cried all the time. If I didn't get my way, okay, I cry. Then I was like, yeah, fuck that shit. I don't want to hear this shit no more. I'm not going to cry no more.
Right.
Then I stopped crying. Shit. But, like, family passed. We're in, shit, I'm in there. Like, nothing, bro. I had to force myself at my Uncle Larry's funeral. Forced myself to cry. I was maybe 11, 10, 11. And they, like, the family's tore up just because of, like, who he was in our family. And I really do miss that. But being a kid and being in that space, I was like, shit, y'all ain't gonna see me cry. And family member came to me, they're like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, why? They're
sorry.
Like, you're not crying. I'm fine. I'm like, I am fine. Like, y'all not gonna get that out of me no more. Y'all ain't gonna see that. Shit, I feel like that shit still fuck with me to this day. It's just part of it now. I don't cry. Guess I accept it. And, yeah, I feel it, but I ain't gonna cry about it. One thing fucked me up, bro. Passing up my homie's mom. Because I was close to her. It's like one of my best friends, his mom. She passed this year. It was just like so way out of left field. And maybe because of where I was mentally and how much I could hold at the time, man, it just, that shit tore me up. But I hate getting to spaces. Before that, I couldn't tell you the last time.
But I was going to say, we need to cry, bro.
Yeah, I was sitting here thinking that we need to.
Like, we fight it so much, like, even when we're the most sad, when we're, like,
literally
going through it, like,
here's a cousin, we under the
bar. And we just, we'll try to fight it, like, fight it, like, and really be mad at ourselves for crying, but, like, it's a natural emotion. You don't get mad at yourself for shitting.
Right.
You don't get mad at yourself for pissing. Like,
where do you guys think that comes from?
Being a black man,
vulnerability, being black, period.
Very true.
Black person is just
a black person. No, I can't just hold that to us.
Cause
being a black person.
Let's be real. Like, I'll be the enemy today. I'll be the villain today.
Yeah.
Black women are terrifying when they're fully emotional.
What does that mean?
Like, y'all can really be scary.
You're scary.
Like, y'all could shut shit down. Like, y'all could shut down the whole room if y'all really want it, single-handedly. If y'all just, like,
you're not wrong.
Right? Like, y'all have to, in a situation where you're in class, right? You're one of the three black kids.
We don't want to do that shit.
Exactly.
You know, when we can.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean we
want to
do that shit.
And we will if we need to.
Yeah.
Same thing with black men. Like, we could shift the whole, I can make this motherfucker as tense as I want to if I really want to.
Anybody else got that power in here?
But I know how y'all are going to react if I react that way. So I can't do that. So I think that's a lot of it. But then we start letting that bleed into our families and friends and everything else.
Yo, but I cry a lot as a kid too. And niggas told me that I cried a lot. My cheer coaches, not niggas, sorry guys. My cheer coaches
you
told
good?
Me I
everybody,
cried a lot.
No, everybody is niggas.
And they'd be like, stop crying, stop crying. I remember one of my cheer coaches was like, if you keep crying, you're going to run out of tears.
I've been told that shit
I was
before.
Like, I'm what? Like,
not if I keep drinking this water, nigga.
Exactly.
Stupid.
You feel me? And now I just cry. Sometimes I just cry just because I need to, like, release something. Yeah. You feel me?
Yeah. It's just a natural response.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a response you have, like, feel in that moment.
And I cry when I'm happy. Like, I'd be like, God, thank you so much for all of this shit.
Yeah. So
you're amazing.
When I get into spaces like that, I find myself a little easier for tears to fall.
Yeah.
In this, like, in the space of gratitude.
Happy tears. Gratitude tears.
I like that cool name.
Yeah, that's fire.
Yeah, you don't even want to know about
it. Let me have it.
You doing it? No.
No.
Tell the story for the pot. I've been looking for this story for 2 years. I found out 2 days ago my dad had it in his closet for 2 years. I done thought I left it at my homie's house.
Niggas in tour, like,
at my
two
mom's
rooms.
House, my mom's old car. Bro, I don't know.
Thought it was gone, huh?
What?
He had the audacity to wear it. He's like, is this mine? What color is it? And what size is it? No, nah, it's not yours, sir. Sorry.
Give my shit.
Give my shit.
What are you doing?
Give my shit.
That's funny. Wait, so do you, your guys' dads wear your clothes?
Are they trying to? That nigga don't wear my
shit.
He can't fit my shit.
Hey, sorry, big dog.
Yeah. Pops can't fit my shit.
Man.
That's funny.
I've been wearing my dad's socks, though.
Yeah.
My dad got nice socks.
I got my own socks. He got mad the other day for taking my socks. For taking his socks. See, my socks.
They y'all socks. Just don't take Tevin's
socks.
It's
the community socks.
Yeah.
It's a community socks.
Might as well leave them in the washroom.
Literally, leave them in the cabinet.
How you doing today, bro?
I'm good.
What's your mental state for today, bro?
I'm chilling. I'm like a 9.5.
Hell yeah. I love you.
It's the end of Taurus season and you're a Taurus.
I am.
Yeah.
What about, how was your mental state during Taurus season from 4:20 to 5:20?
Like a 9.
He was up there, huh?
Yeah. He's still on that. He's still riding that wave. I love it. As it should be.
As it should. Hell yeah. It's your season, nigga.
So mom's had a...
Yeah, mom's had a question. And the question was, would you rather have peace or happiness?
What? So if I choose happy, it should just chaotic as fuck?
Because
I feel like
that's
what we live in now.
It could go that way. Ooh, okay, let's go define happiness for you. What would that happiness be for you?
Happiness for me is a choice, really. And, like, just, like, choosing to be happy, choosing to see the light in things, choosing to see the joy, creating joy. Mm-hmm. I feel like peace. I feel like the world has never been at peace. There's always been chaos. There's always been chaos, and we've always found happiness in it. Mm-hmm. So if there's peace, I feel like we would inevitably be happy because we're already happy with chaos. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was our answer, too. Yes.
That fucked me up, though.
Peace because we because happiness comes with peace was our short answer, but your answer definitely was... more thoughtful.
Because if we're all at peace, that just never existed. So what would peace even be?
Like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Passing?
For me, peace would mean, like, no police, no wars, no borders.
But then people always take advantage of peace, I think.
That's when there's, like, the chaos. I feel like humans are, like, low-key naturally chaotic because we just recreated all this bullshit.
Yeah, so there are so many different people, so many different perspectives in people that have one brain, like, one thought process, one thought pattern. Some people have billions, you know? And, of course, there's going to be disagreement between what I feel this world should be and what you or somebody from wherever feels out the way, like, shit should be.
Right.
Then they have people that back them. I have people that back me. And then there's people straight
conflict, you know, and then comes chaos.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Would you say conflict creates chaos? Conflict creates chaos.
There could be chaos in anything.
Say that again.
Conflict creates chaos.
And difference
creates conflict. So if we were all okay with being different, we wouldn't have a conflict. Because I'm doing me, you're doing you. Don't worry about me. Don't worry what I'm doing unless I'm hurting other people. Don't worry about who I'm fucking. Don't worry about who I want to date. Don't worry about what I'm eating. Literally. You focus on you. I'll focus on me. Yeah. And as long as we're not hurting anybody, we won't be in conflict.
Yep. Facts, facts, facts. And that's peace. Peace is no conflict, right?
Yeah.
Peace is no conflict. Wow.
But which would you rather have?
Full circle.
Peace or happiness?
Yeah, peace or happiness.
Now with all that? Yeah. Oh, shit.
Peace. Because I feel like peace will, it's hot. I feel like peace will create hot. More happiness.
I don't even know what shirt I got on. I'm going to thug it out.
I'm going to thug it out in the do-rag discussions.
Yeah.
Feel me? I need my swag.
I need to take my swag back. But you know what? I'm embracing it because we could be cold as fuck.
Yeah. We've been cold as fuck.
Yes.
Before.
That
shit going to go away pretty soon.
But yeah, I would still say peace.
You say peace?
Like we can agree to that.
Peace is happy.
Peace is happy.
Peace is happy. All right. So, next thing we got, you gonna start us off with it? Or wrap it up with us?
Just wrapping it up.
Let's get it.
This was so fun, you guys.
We ain't even done.
I want to come again.
Yes, of course.
And bring friends.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Just a life tip, advice, shout out to anyone, positive affirmation, challenge.
It could be anything, yeah. Challenge for our audience. It could be a shout out to whoever.
Whatever you want to say.
Anything.
Yeah.
We all get one.
Yeah.
We all get an affirmation.
Anything you want. Anything.
Anything positive you want to put into the world.
Okay. I think this is Grace Lee Boggs. Grace Lee Boggs was an organizer / like urban farmer based in Detroit, Asian woman. And she said, if you could feed yourself, you can free yourself. So I just want to encourage people to plant a fucking seed in the ground, yo. Watch that shit grow. Try to grow a tomato. You feel me? Because the food industry is trying to kill us. So we got to grow our own food.
That's a fact.
Say that.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna ask
you. How do you grow a cow?
How do you grow a cow? You don't.
That's the thing. We got carnivores right here.
That's facts. Well, we're eating foods from seeds in 2021.
Hey, I'm all for it.
I'm trying.
I'm all for it. I'm
trying.
It is tough, though. We're gonna get there, though. We are. We will. Yeah. It's all good.
For that shit.
I'm drinking grass-fed milk now.
Grass-fed milk?
Where the hell you find that shit?
The store?
It's still dairy milk, though.
Mm-hmm.
What?
It's grass-fed, though.
All I know is
that shit add about 4 months to the expiration date. That shit lasts till July. I just bought that shit.
Damn.
July at that, my nigga. You feel me?
I don't know if that's a good thing.
It's grass fed. No hormones.
Bro.
No preservatives. None of that.
None that they want to talk about.
That's all buzzwords. You feel me?
Putting in the grass that they feed in them.
That's a different question.
Did you know that there's organic pesticides that are sprayed on organic foods? So you're not even eating pesticide-free food if you're eating organic. We're just getting approved chemicals that they could spray.
Next time we have you on, you're going to have a whole little thing.
Got you.
Make me feel bad about my fucking milk.
I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. The food industry is a liar. That's all it is. That's all it is.
For my life, too. For this week. I'm going to piggyback off of what you said. I'm going to use what you said. Plant a seed. But plant a seed in your life and like the career or something that you want to do, a hobby that you really want to do more, plant that seed, just start.
Mm-hmm.
Just get that shit going.
Just start.
Oh, yeah, just start. That's good. The first step is your best step.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, damn, I low-key had a quote earlier, but it was a lyric.
Start rapping it.
No, I can't remember what song.
You said it?
No.
I feel like you do. I feel like you do.
I write a little bit, but
is it there?
It's in the vault.
It's in the vault.
But fuck, what was that shit?
Yeah.
They just gonna miss out on it.
Watch that. Listen to the episode.
All right, my tip would be. No, I'm not going to go tip. I always go tip. I'm going to just use something else. I usually do an affirmation if I don't do a tip. So
you did all of them. You did a challenge last week.
I did?
You challenged them to do something for themselves or 2 weeks ago, something like that.
Oh, you're right. I did. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give a shout out.
There you go.
Give a shout out to my new guardian angel, Kathy Daniels. Love you. I'm glad you found your peace. Thank you for watching over me. That's that.
Don't make me do it, bro. Don't make me do it.
Huh.
Let it go. Let it out. We should all just cry.
I'm not ready for that.
Right.
Yeah, are you ready?
I'm telling you. I'm not ready.
Okay, next episode, let's just cry.
I ain't crying on the episode yet.
Nah.
I'm doing
good. I ain't Brandon Marshall.
Who's Brandon Marshall?
He's been an op on this motherfucker before.
He's been an op.
But he's ex NFL player.
Oh, facts. What was he op for?
Yelling at his friends, and he was dead ass wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, dead ass wrong.
Or
I am
Athlete
podcast, yo.
Oh, dang.
Just screaming.
Nigga screaming at the top of his lungs.
Screaming.
Veins popping out his neck.
Standing up. Like, they're all sitting down on couches. He's standing up. Like, just screaming. Turning red, and he's dark. Like,
you
can see about
went left.
17 of his teeth and everything.
Yeah.
He's that nigga serious. Mouth wide, screaming loud.
The nigga was hot. He was sick.
And he was dead ass wrong.
That's
wrong. But
yeah, just things like that. Oh, mental for 24.
Yes,
oh,
sir. Yeah. You heard the sigh.
24.
Yeah. Mental state for the past 24.
After we got our shoulders relieved.
What did I do yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question. Oh, I'd say my mental state's been maybe like an 8.
That's good.
Pretty good, but there's like, you know?
Yeah,
of course. I don't think we've had a solid 10.
No.
Nobody that came up.
No. Close.
Is that realistic? Like,
I don't know.
You feel me?
Sheesh. We'll see. I mean, we'll know when we feel it.
That's facts.
Are we going to know if it's real or not?
We haven't gotten there yet.
No.
Nah.
We ain't got there yet.
Mm-mm. Y'all gonna have to wait a long. It's gonna be a few seasons.
We're 10 to hit.
Before we hit a 10. At least for me.
At least we're practicing trying to be well.
Right. It's all just.
That's true.
I feel like if you're aware of mental health, then it's, you know, easier to be on top of it.
Yeah.
We're aware of it every week, which is great. My mental state for the past 24, you're good. Go ahead. Is an 8.
8.
7.5. But just, you know, I'm at peace with a lot. Just gonna name this episode Peace.
Peace.
I love that. That's good.
I'll match you, bro.
Yeah, 7.5.
7.5, yep.
That's 2 weeks in a row we on the same rating. That's dope. That's good. That's good. That's good. Make a shake.
Yeah, but that's it, bro.
That's it, man.
Anywho. Hey,
this is Durag Discussions. I'm Bryce.
Tab, man.
Maddie.
And go ahead and drop your tag.
Oh.
You want to drop.
Yeah. I'm going to just go. Okay, my name's Maddie. I'm from Pasadena, California, and I'm currently working on a photography and documentary project called Black Boy Joy 2020, which is all about celebrating the diversity of black males through stories of joy and telling true stories to create a clearer vision of what black men are, what you guys are doing, and to tell the truth from your point of view. So,
thank you.
Hell yeah, thank you. We appreciate you.
Well,
can we do a collab and do us together though?
Yes, I would love that. Yeah,
about that.
Let's do that. I have my camera and you guys have on your sweaters.
Oh,
so we could run that now.
Hell yeah. All right, well.
Stay tuned for the pick.
Stay tuned. This is Durag Discussions. Keep liking, sharing, subscribing. We're up to like 100 listens a month at this point, so let's keep that shit up.
That's fucking growth.
That's growth.
Let's just keep growing, man.
Thank y'all, and we out this motherfucker.
Yeah, we out.
Nigga.
This is Durag Discussions.